We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Pei Amud Aleph. We are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tesem Abayz. Zok the Mishnah. Mishi Yotza Hu Ve'ishto Medina Siyam. A person, Ruvain and his wife, they went to Medina Siyam, and they went without children, who came back, Ba Hu Ve'ishto Yubanov. And he came back together with his wife and he has children now. Va'omar, he says, Isha Shiyotza Imi Yom Medina Siyam Hare Yezu. This is the same Isha that I left with. Ve'ilu Baneha. And these are the children. So this is a continuation of a Mishnah that we had before, that let's say we're talking about a Kayin who marries the Isha. He has to check for the mothers, the Yichus, the background check on four of the mothers, and then he knows that she's a Miyuchus. So here he had a wife who was a Miyuchus. He went to the Medina Siyam with her, he comes back with children. So are the children Miyuchus also? So like the Gemara doesn't say, since the children are schlepping along together with the mother, so we assume that these children are from this mother, since the mother is already checked out, because the same Isha, Reuven's same wife that he left with, so therefore the children, you don't need to rely on the children, because the children are already, the children are assumed to be from this Isha, because they're karuch achareha, because they are schlepping after her, and therefore they don't have to be checked. So Angel Klav Raya Loy Ali Isha, because she's the same Isha, Loy Ali Banim, because they are Karach Achareha. What about Mesa? If she dies, he comes back and says, Mesa, the wife died, and he comes back without a wife. Reuven comes back with a wife, but he comes back with children. Ve'elu Baneha. The law is, Mevi Raya Ali Banim, Ve'ne Mevi Raya Ali Isha. He brings a Raya in the Banim, but on the Isha, what it means, all he has to do is bring a Raya that these Banim are from that Isha. And then it's fine because that Isha is checked already. So you say maybe Raya al Bonim, that these are the Bonim of that Isha. If any maybe Raya al Isha, don't bring Raya on the Isha because the Isha already is certified before you left. So all you do is bring a Raya. Those Bonim came from that Isha. Now, why if bring a Raya? Why in Emnat Yakir? This is a kasha that the Achorinim are busy with. We have before of Yehuda Shita is that you are believed to say this child is a Bechar. And even more of Yehuda says, you believe to say this child is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So some of the Shanim answer is simple, because it's only Neman when you know it's your son already. Then you can say what type of son it is. People don't know if it's his son, they don't know if it's his children even. That's why he has no Yakir, he has to bring a Raya. The Tais Yontif says, it's Tama Maila Osa V'yuchshon. That's Tais Yontif says, really, it'll be enough with the Yakir, but you have to bring a Raya, it's a Maila. Vaiter in the Mishnah, a third case, Ishan Asasi B'dinas Yam, Hare Yuzu, he comes back with a different wife now, and he says, this wife I married to Yom. Ve'ilu b'neha, these are the children. So maybe Raya Isha, you bring a Raya that the new wife is a Miyuchas, and you don't bring around the children. Again, because the children are being Karach Achareha, they are schlepping after this Isha, so you assume they're the children. Ve'ilu Tarach Lavi Raya Labonim. Mesa Ve'ilu b'neha. If you say I married a new wife and she died, Ve'ilu b'neha, Tarach Lavi Raya La Isha, Vala Bonim. You have to bring a Raya on the Isha and on the Bonim. You have to bring a Raya that the Isha is a Miyuchas, and then that these are her children. You have to bring a Raya on both in order to make them Miyuchas. So Hakapanim, that's our Mishnah. And the general rule of our Mishnah is two parts to it. That if you left with the wife, you came back with the same wife, you don't bring a Raya on that wife. And number two is that if the children are Karuch Achareha, you assume the children are the children of this lady. And as long as this lady is Miyuchas, the children are fine. And that's the Gemara starts with also. Amar Rav Bar Avuhu, Nama Kulam Bekruchim Achareha. We're talking about where they are like Rashi's in the Bak Metzla, they are attached to her. He's coming back with his wife, Reuven's coming back with his wife, and the children are attached to his wife. So we see that they are her children. And it's called, we wanted to call it soon a chazaka. It's called like a chazaka. It's like something that we assume and use the halacha, something that is anan tzadi, a chazaka. It looks like it's a reglaim ladav. It looks like this would make sense. Then we use that lahalacha and it's considered that her children. Tanu Rabbanan. Ishan asasim dinas yam. Someone says that I married, this is going to be a continuation of the idea of our Mishnah. Ishan asasim dinas yam. If he comes back and he says, I married a wife in Medina Siyam, maybe Raya Isha brings Raya on the Isha, brings Raya on the bottom. It doesn't have to bring Raya on the bottom. Why not? Because talking about small children who are Karuch Achareha. As long as you certify it, the wife is Miyuchas, the children are fine. But here, the Brice will add on an extra detail. Well, maybe Raya la Gedoilim, Ben Tzarech la Havi Raya la Ketanim. When we say that the Bonim, you don't think a Raya, it's only the Ketanim, where there, they are Karuch Achareha, so you see, that's their mother. But if it's Gedoilim, if it's older children, that's Bechlal not a Raya, because there maybe there's no karak achara, and there they're coming along with a free ticket here, so you should be the chaperone. That's not a raya. Therefore, you have to be a raya on the gedarim that they're miyuchas. That's only by one isha. That he says, I married one isha. Because someone here, he married a new isha. So there we say that all you have to do is bring a raya on the isha. So that's dafka b'isha achas. Avashtei noshim, maybe raya ala isha v'ala bonim. Ala gedoyim v'ala ketanim. Which Rashi explains to me like this. That's only if he says, I married one isha. And this is the isha. But let's say he says, I married two noshim. And one of them died. And one of them is here. And so till now we said it's enough to bring a raya. Let's say for the bottom tanim. We said till now it's enough to bring a raya on your wife. And then automatically the tanim, since they're in the debakim, since they're attached to her, then they automatically are miyuchas. The kids are automatically miyuchas. We said besides for gedolim. But if you say, I married two wives and one of the wives died, so then even if the children who are now with you are being karuch acha, the current wife, and you prove that this wife is miyuchas, it doesn't help. Because maybe these kids are from the wife that died in Medina Siam. Because since they were both your kid, the kids from you, so therefore we're worried maybe that wife died and that wife had kids, and therefore these kids are coming now are considering this wife as the mother, even though it's not the real mother. So therefore you have to bring a raya on the kids as well. It's not enough to bring a raya on the isha because maybe these kids are from the other Isha. I'll read Rashi inside. The bottom Rashi, be Isha Achas. Shomar Isha Achas Asasi. That's when it's good enough to bring a raya on the Isha. Ava Amash Dein Hashim. Ho, you had two wives, Umeisa Achas. One of them died, Ve'elu B'nei Shazu. And these children are the ones of the current wife. Maybe raya Aleha, Shehimi Yecheses. Ve'al Abonim Shein B'nei. You have to bring a raya that she's Yecheses and the Abonim are her B'nei. Alagdeim Alagtanim. Even if they're in the Bokim, even if they're schlepping after her. Why? The Shem of Anash Chaver Tohayu VeGodlos. So maybe these are really children of the other one, and you brought them up. So therefore, you have to bring a raya on both. Now the Rashash asks, why didn't say it's a migu? He didn't have to say he had another wife. You didn't chap. He comes with one wife with kids. So why? He told you that he has another wife. And he's telling you that these children are from this wife. So Chari has a migu. So Frank the Rashash. So Rashash doesn't answer, but. So I saw at Teretz that the answer here, the case was, there was a stick of rumor that he had another wife. Therefore, he had to say something, and therefore it's not a migu. It was a case where there was a rumor he had another wife, so therefore there's no migu here. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Amar Shlokish. We said in our Gemara now, there's a chazakah, there's an assumption called kruchem acharav, that the children are attached to the lady, we assume they are children of that lady. So Amar Shlokish, lo yishanu, that we rely on kruchem acharav, we rely on this, ele v'kotche ha'gavul. It's only by to eat Truma Durabanon. For example, if he's a Kayan and he wants these children to be able to eat Truma, they only give Truma Durabanon assuming that the Krucham Akara, with the assumption of Krucham Akara, of this Raya. But in order to be considered Yuchsim, which means the children will be able to, the daughters will be able to marry Kahanim, that's not enough. You have to actually bring a raya that these children are the children of this lady who's miyuchas. It's not enough krucha machareha. Rosh Lakish says you cannot be soymich on krucha machareha when it comes to yuchsin. Yuchsin always is more chamer. You need like two aidim for yuchsin. So krucha machareha is not enough. For chumad rabbanon, it's enough, but not for yuchsin. Rav Yechonam afilu b'yuchsin. Even yuchsin you can be soymich on the chazaka krucha machareha. V'adz Rav Yechonam tamei. And Rav Yechonam goes to tamei, which we'll see Rav Yechonam soymich on a chazaka. We call chazaka is we call assumptions. Roiv could be we call the chazaka. Chazaka just means a general word that means we rely on something. It's not edim. It's an assumption that we rely on. Lagayim adava, things that point to the right direction. So we bring a raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds that even give someone skilo or sreifa with this chazaka krucha makara. So definitely you could do it for yuchsin as well. So let's see it inside. Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'yuchsin. V'oz Rabbi Yochanan tamei. Don't mechia ba'avan Rabbi Yochanan. Three things. They say three things. What are three things? First of all, malkin al chazakas. There are cases where you get malkas on a chazaka. Number two, soiklin v'sarfin al chazakas. A person gets skila or sreif on a chazakas. We're going to explain each case. Ve'ein sarfin truma al chazakas. And you don't burn truma al chazakas, which just sounds like a chiddush. You can give a person skila, but you can't burn truma al chazakas. So we'll speak out what the Rishash says about that soon, after we see what we're talking about. Just gives us a better inkling into the Hezba Adava. So Rabbi Yechon goes to Tamei. Rabbi Yechon says he even could kill someone with a chazaka. So therefore, for Yuchsin as well, the Kolshkin Yuchsin, Rashi says, to Machshir Takuna. What are these three things? So the Gemara is going to explain what the three things are. Malkin al chazakas. Give someone Malkis on a chazaka. Rav Yehuda, Dom Rav Yehuda, Huchska Nida B'Shchein Eseha. If a Isha was huchzak to be a nida by the neighbors, which means, like Rashi says, the neighbors saw shehi hayoyim ma'isim uleveshes big day nidas. In those days, they wore special clothing while they were in nida. They didn't really get the regular clothing dirty. They wore special clothing while they were in nida, and the neighbors say she was wearing nida clothing today. So that is enough to assume that she is a nida. And not only that, baila loika la mishum nida. If the baila was baal on her, he will get malchus because of nida, even though you didn't actually know be'edus that she's a nida. Just the chazak is enough for the baal to get malchus on the nida. And pastor, she will get malchus also. It's a big nidin in the poskim, but why it only says baila loika la mishum nida. Vaite. So that's the first thing, that malchus al chazakus. Number two, soiklim v'sarfim al chazakus. Someone gets skilo or sreifa on a chazaka. What's that? K'derabar avuna, dam rabar avuna, ish v'isha, tinok v'tinokis. You have here a nice happy family, a husband and wife, and a son and a daughter. No dog, just a father, wife, son and daughter. Shegdilu b'sech habayis. Shegdilu b'sech habayis. They were all together in the same happy family. The halacha is, niskom zelza, v'nisrafim zelza. The halacha is, that the skila and shreif, what does it mean? The halacha is if a isha, a mother, is baal ben, the halacha is a skila. So here, you don't know for sure, there's no edus here, but since they're living together as a family, if the ben is baal imoy, you give him skila. And the same thing is, if the father is baal bitoy on the daughter, he gets shreifa, because the halacha is ish al bitoy, he gets shreifa. Here he gets shreifa. That will be the halacha. Ay, is no edus, but since they're living together as a family, it's called a chazaka. So soiklin v'sar from al chazaka. Omer v'shem and Pazi, Omer v'shem and Levi.
Are they one family, or they just ran the people
in? Obviously, they're one family. You're giving them a skila for this. Of course, they're one family. They're one family. So what's your question? Do we know, there's no family? No, that's what I'm saying. That's called chazakas. If four people live together for 10 years, you can assume they're one family. You can assume no one's adopted, and they didn't just get together from, they were four migrants from Mexico and just landed together. It's not what we assume. We assume that they're all one family, and therefore, that's the halacha, and that's the chiddush. That is the chiddush. Like Moshe Tiny, it's good. It's not oed. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that soiklin ala chazakas on assumptions on a glayim adav. It's called something that points to the direction that they're a family. You could get skila and treifa. Aram Shimon and Pazi, Aram Shimon and Levi, Moshe Vakaparo. Ma'isa beisha shabal Yerushalayim v'tinuk murkuv lo al kseifa. Is a story where a person came to Yerushalayim, Aisha, and she had a tinuk in her hand. V'gdilasoi, and they grew up. And the son grew up a baal leha, and the mother was born the child. The viun lebezin usaklum. They gave both skila. Loyim pesha b'no avadai. Not because he had edus that this was her son. El pesha karuch acharel, because he was attached to her. That's a ride. That's her son. So you see, Murray did things over here that you could give skila sreifa malchus on chazaka, and that's what we're saying. Kol shekel yuchsin. That's probably yerichin l'tamei. And Pastor Shlok doesn't argue on this. We have to get back to that also. Shlok doesn't argue on these halachas, but we'll see. Ve'ein serfim truma al chazakas, but you can't burn truma on a chazaka, which sounds like crazy. You could give a person skila, but you can't burn a person, but you can't burn a truma on a chazaka. What's the case? The Amar of Shem halachas, because Shlok says serfim al chazakas. Shlok says you do give, make sreif on a chazaka, you do burn truma on a chazaka. Rav Yechonam ain't surfing. You don't burn truma on a chazaka. What's the case? Vazel tamayo. If they go on the tamayo, like we'll see in the story. The Tanan. We went to the Mishnah. Tinoik, shenim tzav tzad isa. You find a little child next to dough, ubatzik v'yodin, and the child has dough in his hand. So you assume for sure the tinoik touched the dough. Is the dough tamay or not? Let's say the dough is truma, for example. Is the dough tamay or not? Ramei or metaher? Ramei says no. Ramei says tar. V'cham metamim. What's the reason Cham says tamay? Because the derech is a tinuk l'tapeach. Because the derech is a tinuk to play around in garbage dumps. The garbage dumps are full of shrotzim and different tumas, nevelis and shrotzim and even tumas mace. All different things can be in a garbage dump, and that's where they play and they touch things, and therefore they are considered tamay. Vade tamay. So therefore, it becomes tamay. V'avina ba my time to Ramei. What's shara Ramei? So we know there's a machlokes Rav Meir and Chacham all over Shas. If you chayish lemiuta, Rav Meir holds you chayish lemiuta means you give miuta the miut some credence. Even if you have roiv, the miut counts for something. Usually it means the chumra. Here we'll see it might be a kula. So my time to Rav Meir that it's tar. Kusavari holds like everyone else holds roiv tinoikas metapchem. Rayu Tanaikas Taka play in garbage dumps to become Tame. Umiyadem Tabakim, but there's some, a small percentage not Matabakim. Another factor, the Isa Bechaskas Tire Medas, the Isa is Bechaskas Tire. So, the Samoich Miyuta Lechazaka, you take the Miyat, the small percent, you put it together with the Chazaka that the Isa is Tahira, Israel Ruba, it knocks out the Rayv, therefore it's Tahar. The Rabbanon hold all of a shas, mi'uta command the lesser, dummy. So now you only left is a ruba, a roiv, and a chazaka. The ruba adif, ruba knocks out the chazaka, ruba adif, and like, ruba's on, therefore, Rabbanon holds tame. And in that ruba adif, it's machlekes shlokos rabbiachon if you burn chuma. Arma shlokos shum rabbi aishia, zuhi shisar from last chuma. You burn chuma. Rabbiachon ama, ain't zu chazaka shisar from last chuma. There's not a chazaka that you burn chuma. Now let's stop right here. Just to recap and to catch our breath. So we had over here a machloikis if karuch hakara helps the yuchsin. Rosh Lakish said no. Rabbi Yechon said yes. So he said, Rabbi Yechon is very good shmak. Rabbi Yechon says, you burn people with a chazaka, you give them malchus with a chazaka. But you don't burn chuma with a chazaka. So right there, it's very shver. Why wouldn't you burn chuma with a chazaka, but you give a person's reva? So Rashash asks this kasha, and the Rashash says that not all chazakas are equal. Again, when we say we're chazakas, we mean like a song, these are reglaim the davas. Chazakta the Rashash, Rotzaloima, yesh chazaka is shemalkin v'sarfim alehem, tahainu chazaka toivis, k'may kruch nachara, it's a good chazaka. And there's another thing, by truma, v'yesh chazaka shafil truma ain't sarfim alehem, k'may cheskas tipuach the tinuk, v'fish ain't a chazaka toiva. Different level of chazaka. Karuch nachara is a very strong raya, very strong proof. The tipuach that they play in the garbage is not such a strong proof. Therefore, it's not you don't start it. But it's enough to bring a riot to Rabbi Yechonon that he holds what Rabbi Yechonon's own holds the yuchsin it works because we're talking about karuch hakara. If you burn someone for karuch hakara, so of course you give him Mrs. Bezin, so of course we'll hold the yuchsin enough. The only question is, what's the matter of Rosh Lakish? Rosh Lakish holds you burn truma on a chazaka. It's even a shvacha chazaka, you burn truma. So why isn't karuch hakara, which is a better chazaka, help for yuchsin? He's saying it's machlokes like lehepach. He holds that's a better chazaka. That's fair to say. So what's pasuk b'shan on Rosh Lakish? So I couldn't find this kash anywhere. Lemaisa, I found in the Dvar Yaakov that he said b'shan like this. The Rosh Lakish doesn't look at the chazaka. He looks at the thing you're doing, the maisa you're doing. He says to burn truma in the big scheme of things is not a big a deal as marrying someone off to yuchsin. So therefore, by truma, you're allowed to be soim mechan a chazaka, even a shvacher a chazaka. Mashenkin yuchsin, which needs two edim, there you can't be soim mechan a chazaka. That's the pshat why he's more machmir over there, and it's not a kasha. Back to the Gemara. So we have over here, Rav Yechon holds that this, you don't burn truma on that chazaka of tipuach. Ela'ezu chazaka Rav Yechon sharf on his truma. What type of chazaka, if you're Rav Yechon, do you yet burn truma on? Kiritnan, there is a chazaka that you'll burn chuma. Kiritnan, or Kiritnan, you have a little braisa. Isa b'seicha bayis. You have a piece of dough in the house. V'shrotzim v'tzvardim v'taplim sham. And there are shrotzim and tzvardim who are hanging out there. Shrotzim are someone, are a type of animal that if it dies, it's because it's metame. There's shemayna shrotzim, eight shrotzim that are metame. That matama when they die. It's like the shrotzim don't mean like flies. Shrotzim means small animals like mice and frogs. So the eighth type of shrotzim, which are not frogs, but the tzav, which is similar to a frog, is matama, but a frog is not matama. So here around the house you had shrotzim and tzvardim. So some of them are tame, some are not tame. And v'nimtzu chaticho is b'isa. You find pieces of animal in the isa. You're not sure if it's a sheretz or tzvardim. If it's a sheretz, then the isa is tamei. If it's tzvardim, then it's not tamei. So you go as a roiv. Im roiv shrotzim, then it's tamei. Im roiv tzvardim, tahira. If it's roiv tzvardim, tahira. So this type of roiv, then Rabbi Yechon will agree, you burn the truma. Now why is it different than roiv of tinaikus tipuach? So Rashi explains the difference is like this. There's something called ruvid isa kamon, ruvid lesa kamon. So it's very hard to explain exactly, but I'll explain it to you a little bit in English. Ruvid lesa kamon means a statistical roiv. It means it's not that there's roiv right here, there's roiv things right here like that. Just a statistical roiv that roiv children play in the garbage. So probably the guy is tamei. Roiv the isa kamon means that right here it's a bigger chance because there's more of this than that. Here is more shrotzim than svaradim, so therefore it's tamei. That's a stronger roiv. For example, if you have here 10 pieces of meat and 9 of them are treif, that's a Reuben Issa, come on. They're right in front of you, so it's a good chance that it's Tameh. Mashenkin, the case of Tanaikis is a roiv, is statistical roiv, that's Reuben Issa, come on, therefore you don't burn Truma on that. This is been going back to the story of Tinuk. We have a Chagas Yechon and Rosh Lakish. If you burn Truma on the case of Rav Tipuach, so Tanya Kavasei Rabbi Yechon, bring your raya to Rabbi Yechon, not like Rosh Lakish. Shnei Dvarim Im Behem Das Yishal. There are two things which don't have enough brains to ask them what the halach, what happened. Vasu Chama Kavash Yeshvan Das Yishal, and Chama made it like Kilu it's Yeshvan Das Yishal. What are we talking about? The halacha is that a Suffolk Tumah versus a Rabbim is Tar, and a Suffolk Tumah versus a Yachid is Tameh. But if it's Ein by Das Lishael, then it's Tar. If it's something you can't ask, it's Exeris Akasa from Saita, that if you can't ask the thing what happened, then it's Tar. So here we have cases, for example, the Tinuk is one of those cases, that the Inush is Yachid, and it's not 100% Vadi that it's Tameh, it's a Suffolk. It should be Tameh anyway. Because it's an Inshus Yachid. But on the other hand, it's Ein Das L'Shal, so it should be Tar. So we made that Ki'ilu, it's Yesh V'Das L'Shal, and we went Tamar the Suffolk. Actually, there it's a Rav also, but we went Tamar the Suffolk. Even though it's Ein Das L'Shal. So, Tanya Kavazer V'Yechanan. Shnei Dvarim Ein Das L'Shal V'Ah. So, Chama Kimish Yesh V'Das L'Shal. Tinuk, one case is Tinuk. V'Oida Acher is another case. What's the case of Tinuk? Hadamarim. Like we said, the case of a Tinuk who is... Who found dough in his hand, you know he touched the dough, and there's a roiv that he's tipuach, so there, even though it's Ein by Das Shal, you can't ask him what happened, still, we say Tamei. Va'oida Cheres Ma, here's another case, Isa V'Sech HaBayis, you have a dough in the house, V'tan HaGerilim V'mashkim Tamei M'Sham. You have chickens, and you have mashkim Tamei. Now, chickens like water, so they probably stuck their head into the mashkim Tamei. And Sham, V'nimtsu Nekudim, on top of our base, pay on base, V'nimtsu Nekudim, Nekurim V'isa. You found little holes from the beak of the chicken you found in the Isa. So you know he touched the Isa. So what are we worried? That he drank some water, touched the Isa, and put some tummy like water onto the Isa, onto the dough. What's the halacha? Toilin. You're toilin, you don't eat it. Like Eichlin, Lois Arfin. You don't burn it, then you don't eat it. Adkan, and even though it's Ein by Das L'Shal, you can't ask the chicken, we made it Tameh. Now, we said, Tinuk and this are the same halacha. What's the halacha over here? Toilet, you don't burn it. So, Vaistais, Tinuk also, you don't burn. Who's that like? Like Rabbi Yechanan. Rosh Lakish holds, you burn it. And Rabbi Yechanan holds, you don't burn it, it just sounds like Rabbi Yechanan. I can ask you, if you're Rosh Lakish Taka, why do you burn it? It's Ein by Das L'Shal, and it's only Chom by Das L'Shal. Terence says, no, Rosh Lakish held that the Roy made it into a Vada, it wasn't even a Suffolk. It was a Vada Tameh, that's why you burn it. But this is a riot to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not a Vadek Tameh, and it's only a Suffolk Tameh, because it says Thailand, and it's probably the same case over there. Omer Rabbi Shum Balevi, this halacha by the Issa with the chicken, lo yishalam b'nashkim levonim. It's only by white, clear mashkin. So there, it's a Suffolk, if you don't burn it, if it's a Suffolk, if you touch the Issa. And you also assume it's Tameh, it's a Suffolk both ways. Av mashkin adumim, but if it's red mashkin, so in Isa the Nokia, if you would have touched the Isa, would have touched the dough, made the idea, you would know about it, you would see red spots. So Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? That's a raya? He says, basically, Rosh Hashanah is this. If you don't find red spots, it's tar. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? How can it be tar? But don't bow sin to Isa. Maybe the Isa absorbed the water, as you don't see it. You don't have to see it, it could be absorbed. So I'm Rav Yechanan, I'll explain you this memra of Shumar Levi. David HaShama V'Ribi, Shumar Levi heard this memra, he didn't exactly chap the perish. Or Pirush Eloi Shama, he didn't hear the perish. And it goes like this: Lo yishon al mashkin slum shivavayish atinik nikaba. If it's very clear liquid, even if it's red, but it's clear enough that a tinik will see his reflection in it, so then that can get absorbed into the dough. Av a mashkin achurim loy. But if it's very dirty mashkin, very strong red mashkin, then that will be a case where it'll be a raya if you don't see it. So it depends what the mashkin is like. The mashkin is a clear mashkin, so then you still have to have a suffix. But if it's very thick mashkin, red mashkin, so then the halacha is that if you don't see it on the Isa, you could assume it is tar because you would have seen it here. So that's the memra of this Rishon Levi. But upon him, that's the end of that sugya of Chazakis, and the next mishnah we're going to start the inyanim of Hilchas Yichud.